Good morning and welcome to our Community Connection. And we're going to be talking about a very special event called Uncork Your Support for Low Family Young Scholars. And I have Cindy Dronick and I have Karen Lowe Olson here with us. First of all, Cindy, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you this morning?
Well, warmer.
Yes, for sure.
Isn't that a nice little
thing? Looking forward to that, yes.
And Karen, this is a very cool event. It's called Uncork Your Support. What are we uncorking?
We are uncorking some charcuterie trays, and actually Cindy has more information on that, so I'm going to let her handle that because
okay.
She's handling that part.
All right, so you got the we're uncorking, we're having a good time.
We are. In fact, this is our fourth year to do our wine tasting.
Uh-huh.
However, due to the circumstances, we have had to do it. We've called it Uncork Your Support Home Edition.
Home Edition.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
We will have charcuterie trays and a bottle of white wine and a bottle of red wine. And people will drive by St. Luke's Episcopal Church and pick it up on March the 6th from 4 to 6 p.m.
Okay, that'll be great.
We're really looking forward to it and hope a lot of people in the community will support us and buy tickets.
Well, great. And what are the tickets running?
Well, you can have a small tray for $75 and a large tray for $125.
Mm-hmm.
We have a website or Facebook, and you can go there and you can actually see some of the trays and what they look like. And I'm going to let Karen do the auction items. You can also see auction items.
Okay, well, Karen, I understand, you know, this is going to be a little fun, but a little different with the auction.
We have a lot of unique items for the auction. We have a local artist, Dana Graham, who has created a large painting of the Grand Tetons with a couple of deer in front of it, and that's the first item you'll see. We also have former Representative Earl Sears has created several cheese trays for us with the cheese tools. And so we have like three of those available on our website as well. We have a food gift basket that has gift coupons from Jude's and Egbert's and Chick-fil-A. So a spa basket, Mirror Mirror, a new organization here in town who does hairstyling, has offered some hairstyling and cuts. And also Bobby Sexton, who is also another local artist, has created a beautiful hand-painted chair that she's offered for us to auction off. Quick Trip has donated a lot of cards, so you'll see those scattered throughout several of the items as well. Oh, Price Tower has donated an overnight with a couple of tickets to do a tour, as well as $25 to use in their copper restaurant. Oh, and I have to mention our representative Judge Strom and Earl Sears has also donated a fishing trip, fishing in the Osage. So that will be interesting. They'll be taken to some secret places. I told them they should blindfold the person that they take so they can't go back. But they'll take them to some of their secret
fishing holes.
Yes. So that'll be a great experience for someone. So that's just a flavoring of some of the items we have. We have like 20 items there, and people can bid on them online. Mm-hmm. And I believe you're going to provide that link for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will.
One thing I might mention that people may not realize about Representative or former Representative Earl Sears is he was a woodworking teacher. So if you could see these trays that he has made, they are absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
So that's just a little thing that a lot of people may not know about Earl Sears. So
now, when we talk about the fun that we're having, and it's going to be great fun, it goes to benefit the low family young scholars. So, Karen, can you tell us a little bit about what this charity is all about?
Sure. The organization was developed and created to assist academically promising yet economically disadvantaged students in the Bartlesville Public School System. So we have partnered with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we provide mentors to all of our students. From sixth grade, they can begin as early as sixth grade, and many of our mentors continue on through the freshman year of college because our ultimate goal is to get these students into college. And we have three partner universities, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma Wesleyan, and Rogers State Universities, where we have scholarships mm-hmm. awaiting all of the students who successfully complete the program.
Very good. Now, Cindy, you've worked a little bit in education, haven't you?
Yes. I did teach for 28 years, and this is how Barry Lowe had me involved in the program. When I retired, mm-hmm. I started mentoring a young person, a young girl, and she was in the fifth grade. We took them into fifth grade. So I mentored her from fifth grade all the way through college, and now she is an accountant and has a successful job in Tulsa and is doing extremely well, and it's a very rewarding experience. We always need mentors, mm-hmm. so if anyone is interested in being a mentor, we would love to talk with them. They can call us, look on our website, and we would be thrilled to have some people. We do have some young people that are waiting for mentors, mm-hmm. so that would be great if anyone is interested.
Great. This is something that we spoke with Charlene Du about, and this really seems to be one of those partnerships that was just kind of made for one another.
I would agree with that, and I want to tell you our success rate. We have 11 young people that have already graduated from college. One, I believe, has a master's degree. We also have someone else working on a master's degree. We have 13 current college mm-hmm. students, and we have 20 students in Bartlesville at the public schools right now.
Wow, that's getting it happening. That's
our
great.
Success rate has been well, and right now our students have a current GPA of 3.55. Which is quite impressive.
I'd say it is.
Yeah.
I'd pay for that in college. wow, that is just amazing. We're giving the kids all the tools that they need, the opportunity, in order to make this work for them. That's really amazing.
We do a lot of things, the program, mm-hmm. to assist the students to overcome any hurdles they may have. Mm-hmm. We pay for concurrent classes. We work with the students and prep them for ACT tests so they can make the best possible score they can when they do that ACT mm-hmm. test, when we start doing ACT tests
again.
They've been suspended for a while. And we work with the students, and mm-hmm. we have a lot of community partners. We work with Westside Community Center and the We Prosper program, and they go through mm-hmm. that where they learn how to fill out a job application and interview for jobs and actually are provided jobs in the community mm-hmm. through that opportunity. So the students are well prepared when they get to college to face the challenges that they'll face once they reach the freshman year of college.
Very good.
We also have quarterly meetings for our students and parents and the mentors. And before we had quarterly projects for the students in the community. However, due to the pandemic, we have not been able to have our group projects, but we're hoping that we will be able to continue that soon.
Great. In order to keep, of course, this rolling, we do have to make a little money, so we're doing that and having fun at the same time with Uncork Your Support. I want to give you the one of the websites there. It's LFYS program-uncorkyoursupport.square, and then if you want to get in on the auction, it's www.32auctions.com/uncork2021. Clever. So there we go. So March 6th is the day that we need to kind of pay attention to.
Yes, it is. We will have those trays and the wine ready to go. It'll mm-hmm. be boxed up, and they'll be able to pick everything up, and they will also be able to get their auction items at the same time.
All righty. So start going through those websites we just gave you, and they'll be on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, folks, in case you missed it, because I know I went kind of fast. But they'll be there so you can double-check it, and you can link up, you can sync up, and you can really invest in the future of some very, very, very important young people.
We appreciate everyone's support for this, because it is a difficult time right now with fundraising. So
It's been a challenge in more ways than one. Between COVID and winter storms, we've had our hands full, haven't we?
Definitely. We tried to think outside the box, so hopefully this will be successful. We really do, like Karen said, depend on the support of the community.
Indeed. Cindy, thank you. And also, Karen, thanks for being with us today on Community Connection.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.